the gospel text today, there is an interesting word in the Greek where it says that a violent storm came up on the sea. It's interesting because the same word for storm that is, the same word that is translated storm here is actually translated as earthquake in other parts of the Gospel of Matthew, and is actually used in the other Gospels as well for earthquake. I say that's interesting because that word is used, the only other times it is used is when we speak about the resurrection of Jesus, when they speak about an earthquake happening at the moment of his resurrection, of the tomb being opened, this moment of victory over death. We also see it when Jesus speaks about his coming in glory, that there will be great earthquakes upon the earth as a preparation for his coming in glory. It is interesting because this connection of the word between this storm or this earthquake and Jesus is lying in the tomb. The beginning of the passage today says that Jesus himself got into the boat and his disciples followed him. In the Gospel of Mark, where it's a similar account, the disciples get in first and Jesus then enters the boat. But here, because Jesus has been speaking in the Gospel of Matthew in the last few passages about being a disciple, about leaving behind family and friends, leaving behind certain things that we cling to for safety, you might say, and to follow him. Today in the first reading, the angels of the Lord were encouraging Lot, you have to go. You cannot cling to this city. This city will be destroyed, they were saying. You cannot cling to it. A city was a place of refuge. A city was a place of safety. To be outside of the city was to be in the place of difficulty and trial, of peril. And so the angels are saying, you cannot cling to this city. Go away, go outside, because the city is going to be destroyed. So in a similar kind of way, the invitation for us to set aside that which was familiar or that to which we would cling to for life. So the disciples follow Jesus onto the boat and he sleeps. And as I was reflecting on this passage, it was almost as if Jesus sleeping in the tomb and Jesus sleeping on the boat as almost the same moment. I could see the boat in my mind and on the waves and how they were coming over, and it almost made it look as if Jesus was in the tomb asleep. And so it is kind of a prefigurement of his death, of his going to his grave. Now, all this to be said, how does Jesus go forth to destroy death? He goes forth by entering into it. He is the victor. He is the one that conquers, not because he is fighting the storm with his fists or his wit or his mind, but because he has entered into death, he destroys it. And so what I see in the invitation of Jesus going and the disciples following, he is inviting us in a similar way to pick up our cross, to not be afraid to make a gift of our life as he is making a gift of his life. That we cannot be afraid. And it's again, tying all of these loose ends together. Today we celebrate the Independence Day of our nation. It is impossible for this day to be celebrated without those who were willing to give the gift of their life for others. And so we understand that as Jesus does this, as he enters into the sleep of death, as he offers his life for others, we are to follow him and not to cling to the things of this world, but to cling to him. So that's the thought for today. We cannot cling to the things of this world for life. We follow Jesus, and as he has done, and the gift and the offering of his own life for life, we too have the courage to follow after him and to give ourselves as a gift every day in the things that we do and the offering of ourselves for the people that are in our lives, the people we love, our neighbors, strangers, everyone, to make a gift of ourselves that others might share in that life. Amen.